Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing self-care and its importance, as well as how to develop a self-care plan that will work for you. You'll also have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session that is designed and written to assist you in developing better self-care habits and behaviors. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that this podcast sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. If you're enjoying these hypnosis sessions and you'd like more, visit my web store at www.hypnosis.media. In the store, you'll find over 50 programs that can help you with a wide variety of problems and concerns. You can receive a 15% discount by entering the coupon code HYPNOSIS at checkout. There can be so much to do in a day. Taking care of family, friends, and work, managing your daily tasks and activities, helping other people out. You only have so much energy to give. And if you give and give without replenishing your energy stores, it can lead you to feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and in worst case scenarios, this can lead to burnout. If you imagine a bucket that's filled with water that represents your energy that you have to give, and also your needs as a human being, every action, activity, and the energy that you give to other people is like giving a cup of water from that bucket. If this bucket is not refilled, one day you'll reach into the bucket and there will be nothing left to give. Some of the indicators that your bucket needs to be replenished is feeling like you're being spread too thin, feeling unmotivated, isolated, or apathetic. When we nurture ourselves through self-love and self-care, it replenishes the bucket. This leads to higher levels of physical energy, motivation, connection with others, compassion, and even inspiration. The act of self-care is holistic. You have a mind, a body, spirit, and emotions, and each of these systems needs to be nurtured and nourished in different ways. As humans, we are social creatures, and we need connections with others. We need just the right amount of sleep, healthy life-giving foods and physical movement for our physical bodies. Our minds need stimulation through learning and meaningful work, and also rest through meditation or self-hypnosis. Take a moment and consider what you value and need in your everyday life. These are your daily self-care needs versus what you need and value in the event of a crisis. These are called your emergency self-care needs. Remember that self-care extends far beyond your basic physical needs. You have to consider your psychological, emotional, spiritual, social, financial, and workplace well-being. In relation to daily self-care, what are you doing to support your overall well-being on a day-to-day basis? Do you engage in physical self-care by eating healthy meals, getting enough sleep, exercising, or doing yoga and stretching? Do you take care of your emotional systems by expressing yourself in a healthy way, engaging in pleasurable activities, journaling, or seeing a therapist when needed? Do you nourish your spiritual self by reading, meditating, or taking a walk in nature? Do you support yourself professionally by finding a good work-life balance, managing your time, cultivating positive working relationships, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance? Are you engaged socially by spending time with people that you love and asking for support when needed? Do you take care of your finances by budgeting and creating a financial plan for abundance? And do you nurture your psychological health by scheduling downtime, engaging in hobbies or interests, or learning something new? There are so many activities that are beneficial in developing a self-care plan that will work for you. Here's a list of some self-care activities. Volunteering for a meaningful cause, making a gratitude list, going for a walk or a fresh air break, meditating or listening to guided visualizations, spending time with a pet, treating yourself to a nice meal, enjoying a nap, listening to music, practicing yoga, laying on grass, going for a walk in nature, photography, reading a good book, trying a new hobby, getting a massage, turning off electronic devices and giving yourself downtime, watching a movie, playing a game, dancing, joining a support group, having a fun night with friends, working in a garden, or getting creative, drawing, painting, writing a song, or cooking a new meal. To strive and to accomplish and to succeed in life is good, but like all good things, it can be overdone. Most people need and appreciate gentle nudges in their life to overcome inertia. It's knowing when to slow down and practice self-care. There is a need to rest, to slow down, and take time to nourish yourself. This is about finding balance and sustainability in life. To accomplish and to help is good, but rest is also good. Remember that self-care is not selfish. I like to joke that it's self-care-ish. Self-care can assist you in preventing burnout and overwhelm. It can increase your capacity to approach challenging tasks, activities, and situations. The following hypnosis program was designed to give you time to rest and digest, to practice a little bit of self-care. What is amazing is that usually when people provide themselves with an opportunity to slow down, even if it's just for 10 to 15 minutes a day, they can later accomplish more with less effort, maintain a better mood and outlook on life, have more energy and compassion, and feel more resilient. There is nothing better than taking rest time to give new perspective and clearer insight. An active life has momentum, and this energy is beneficial, but it's important to shift down into lower gear or at least cruising speed instead of overdrive all of the time. And this hypnosis session makes this possible and easy. So if you so choose and you'd like to participate in this hypnosis session, find a place where you can relax for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. Take a deep breath and breathe out and feel yourself relaxing. Hear the words calm and relaxed echoing through your being. You are calm and relaxed. You are feeling wonderful. Imagine a comfortable, warm blanket slowly covering you, starting at your feet. And that warm blanket moves up your feet and then your legs, your stomach, your chest, neck. That's right. Gentle warmth enveloping you. And you feel calm and totally at peace. As this warmth of this blanket soothes you, dissolving any tension from your body. You're breathing easily and naturally as ever, and all cares and worries are absorbed into this blanket, and your body becomes totally relaxed. Every muscle, fiber, and cell of your body is soothed by the warmth of this blanket as it caresses every inch of you. And you can allow yourself to feel lighter than you've ever felt before. That's right, just allowing the relaxation to flow through you. Soft, soothing comfort that quiets your minds, that separates you from all pressures and responsibilities. It cradles you in peace and harmony, in a place that is totally filled with tranquility. And you simply feel the rhythm of this constant, harmonious comfort as it flows through your body. And as I count from 10 to 1, you allow this comfort to continue to grow, to move through you, becoming more and more relaxed and at ease with every number. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You can achieve everything that you desire in life, and also do it in a self-compassionate manner. You find the correct balance, a balance in taking care of yourself, nourishing your mind, body, spirit, and emotions in the ways that you need. As a result of taking care of yourself and your needs, you find new energy, motivation, love, and compassion to approach life in an entirely new way. This newly acquired energy improves every area of your life. You become a higher energy person, and you love life, and you remember to nourish and take care of yourself. Just like plants need to be watered, cared, and tended to, you also require care and attention. It's a simple task, really. Taking just a few moments each day to check in and nurture yourself in the ways that you need. You take this time for you, and then you can take pleasure in living life to its fullest each day. Because of this natural, exuberant energy, that you receive as a result of practicing self-care. There may be times in the past where you've forgotten to allow your body to rest fully, but now that's changing for you. As you can remember that you have needs and requirements to keep your mind, body, and spirit harmonized and optimized. Life is filled with ups and downs, a balance of summer and winter, of rain and sunshine. And you too both need the highs and the lows in order to understand and sustain balance. You may have become preoccupied with one aspect and neglected another. This is easy enough to understand. Perhaps you have been driving yourself too hard in order to achieve a specific goal, or perhaps you've been taking too much time helping others. But now it's about remembering you. It's about realizing that balance is in order, because intense driving and pushing delivers a reverse effect. Built up kinetic energy feeds on itself until it can spurt energy in random directions. But this was the past, and now you simplify your life. You can understand that your energy patterns now are able to harness, control, and release that energy in exactly the way that you want. You can feel the tension releasing. You can feel your body relaxing into its normal equilibrium. That's right. Your maximum productive state of calmness and poise. Give yourself, allow yourself this moment of diversion, this relief from all efforts and mental pressures. Simply feel relaxed. And now it will be easier than ever to organize and synthesize your plans and activities, because you have renewed yourself. And your body can now respond positively with a sense of peace and happiness. It can be relaxed, radiant, and alert. Spirit, mind, and body are parts of the whole. An imbalance in one part creates blocks which affect other parts. Therefore, use your inner mind to create a spirit of health and to build a sound body. If you form a mental image of yourself as you intend to be, happy, healthy, filled with energy and stamina, enjoy this image of vibrant, good health and energy. Keep it foremost in your mind. You are healthy, energetic, and able to perform all activities. Hold this image in your mind as a symbol of good health. Imagine that it is already accomplished, and you can experience a feeling better. Now ask your mind to make this vision a reality. Ask your mind to make it happen, because your mind can do it. this can translate into reality. You take care of yourself from this moment forwards, and in doing so, you keep your mind happy, your body healthy. You give your body the needed rest from physical and mental work, so that now it will be easier than ever before to handle your responsibilities more effectively. That's right. You can calm yourself and relax your mind and body whenever the need arises. You set aside time each day and each week for enjoyment. And even after this session is over, you'll find this wonderful feeling of relaxation and calm will be with you. You'll be able to recognize that you have more energy. And you can recognize that it really is easy to harmonize your energy, to balance it in such a way that allows you to attain maximum benefit. So you picture yourself as the calm, relaxed person that you wish to be. You experience this as already having been accomplished. You can be calm, relaxed, poised, and in control of your energy in every situation. It's now time to return to full waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, return to full waking consciousness and awareness. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, 3, take a deep breath in. 4, 5, coming up. 6, 7, 8, emerging from relaxation. 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake and fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back, feeling energized, refreshed, and renewed. Practicing self-care on a day-to-day basis is so vitally important to our well-being. Make a commitment to yourself, a commitment to practice daily self-care, to nourish yourself in all of the ways that you need. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. As always, I appreciate your comments and feedback on the show. If you have questions that you'd love to have answered on an upcoming episode, email me at hypnosispodcastcomments@gmail.com. Want to learn hypnosis but can't find the time to attend weekend training? By enrolling in our hypnosis certification course, you can study and learn the principles and theories of clinical hypnosis at your convenience. Work at your own pace and speed around your schedule. Visit www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.